I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. You lock it up over there.
Well, I'm Googling it. I'm checking it out.
Two former Packers, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, baby.
Close one eyes,
Roy Butler, Gary Ellerson in here. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on The Fan.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, man, listen. Y'all, the barbershop, I'm glad it's raining because there were some guys very upset today.
So, like, when – now,
I mean, they were – what time that was I text you guys? What time that was? 11 something?
Yeah, 11 something.
11:30 something.
I've never gone to a barber shop. I usually just let my hair grow. Or my mom used to cut it in
You got a good grade.
She used to cut it in the driveway or something like that.
So I think that one guy in Game of Thrones, he got hair better than you. The one on that dragon, the movie that I couldn't see last night, it was too dark.
The one, is that the white guy?
Yeah, I think he looked like Rami. But
aren't they all?
Yeah, ain't no
brothers in Game of Thrones. There's no real.
Well, you can't tell, really. Some monsters. Maybe some brothers and something. But it's so dark I couldn't see nothing, but that guy's amazing. He has nice hair. He's flying on a dragon.
I feel like I could be a double in Game of Thrones.
Dude, you ain't like, sitting on no dragon.
That would have been my opportunity. That would have been my opportunity.
You would have been a knight.
To be in a show, that would be my opportunity.
But it was so dark I couldn't see it. But back to the barbershop. Because the Bucks.
Because no one's talking Game of Thrones in the barbershop.
No, they were not happy. I text you guys just for therapy. And one of them was supposed to call for Pick and Lane. I hope he got the guts to call up and say what all he
said. And he can call 414-799-1250, just like all of you can when we reset these lanes. Today's show. Sorry,
I've never seen a number one overreaction like that since I've been in this city. That was probably the most overreaction I've ever seen since I've been here since 1990. I'm dead serious.
Why don't you tell us about it?
I mean, I couldn't even get to the Boston people. The Boston people was, what, Gary, don't.
No, keep going. Keep going. Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on, spit it out.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead. What? Go ahead, Steve.
No, go ahead. I'm done, man.
What, man?
No, man, I'm done. I don't care.
Okay, great.
Let's pick a lane, man. Let's pick a lane. You want to tell a story? No, story time over with.
No, you can't cut it off like that, man. Come on, guys.
I didn't know it was story time.
Steve let me talk. Garrett, they're like, here we go again.
Well, no, I just. If it's. Tell the story, man. Come on, cuz. We want to hear the story.
Hey, you can catch us today on what were we on? Spectrum One.
Spectrum One.
You can catch us on Spectrum One. So he tell the same story, right? I heard like 4 or 5 times already. I see it anymore. So he tell the same story on Spectrum One, right?
I never seen it before.
You know what Dennis Crosby said? Hey, Leroy, why don't we just bring all the barbershop boys and they can be our audience?
Great idea.
You it better be at the win.
Yeah. You should broadcast that show straight from the barbershop.
Have them tape. We're going to tape it here. We're going to have all the guys from Ebony 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Great idea.
They can all come into the studio. And they can be our audience.
We could do it at like the auditorium.
Dennis said it.
You better do it after a Packer win, a Brewers win, or a Bucks win. Wow. Otherwise, it won't be a good
show. Can you tell us your story now?
Everybody, it'll be bleeping out. They were just overreacting, man. Right. People are really upset with Giannis.
Tell us the story today about when you went to the barbershop.
Tell us about the barbershop. Come on.
I, I was hoping to get the slander from the Boston crew.
Sure.
The Celtics. They waiting on me because they said I told them I'm coming.
Waiting for Roy Butler to come in so
but
they can
rest. The Bucks fans, they just... Budenholzer always wins 60 games and then just think he can't coach in May. I said, dude, it's April. You got one more game. No! Leroy, he did this before. He had five All-Stars. And I said,
sleepy,
man, hey, man.
Killing me.
No, I'm looking for the ice cream, man.
Music's going to put me to sleep.
Come on. But and that was it. They just, the Bucks fans, so y'all got to talk them off the ledge. Cause they,
okay.
We'll they're waving their arms, you know, like you're leaning. Like if you were up there really, like you're trying to stop yourself.
Sure.
They think it's over.
Wow. How sad is that? What a sad
ending
to story time.
I'm serious, man. I had to hurry up and get out of there.
Goodness.
The Boston fans are sitting there laughing at us.
Laughing?
They're just laughing like, y'all so crazy. Man, y'all, one game, you guys react like that. I'm like.
The game that he's talking about is game one, where the Bucks fell 112-90. 414-799-1250, right lane today. Who has the most pressure on them going into tonight? Uh-oh. And the left lane is pretty simple. What should the Bucks do tonight that will be different? Sparky, I want you to go with the right lane first. Who has the most pressure on them tonight?
Well, apparently I'm wrong, because everybody is saying Giannis. Well, not everybody, but Eric Name of The Athletic says they can't win without Giannis playing at an MVP level. I believe Gary Ellerson is in agreement with Eric Name.
We didn't even talk.
No, you didn't talk at all, no. and he wasn't listening to us because he was watching game one again. That's why he missed the interview slot the first time. So he wasn't listening. So you didn't know you said that. For me, it's Eric Bledsoe. That's where I'm at on this. You're not going to win this series on Eric Bledsoe taking five shots in a stupid basketball game. It's just not going to happen. And I also don't believe that Giannis is going to score 50 points on Boston. I don't think that's going to happen either. Can he get 25, maybe 30? Sure, that could happen. But you're still going to need everybody else to score and to ignore the fact that Bledsoe didn't do his job, Brook Lopez didn't do his job, Pat Connaughton didn't do his job. And there are other guys on this team that have got to step up and play better. And Bledsoe is number one. And said it earlier, and I'll say it again. If I was them, Eric Bledsoe would be told, go get you something to start this game. Get yourself into rhythm, get yourself going, and then away we go. Because games where Bledsoe is active early and often, Bledsoe's in that game for four quarters. Games in which Bledsoe is not a factor as far as scoring the basketball early, he tends to be the guy that kind of checks out and isn't active for the rest of the game. So for me, I want to see Bledsoe active early, and let's go.
Gary?
Yes.
Who has the most pressure on them tonight?
Well, it's Giannis. And I don't, here's the thing. I don't necessarily disagree with Steve with what he's saying. He's, you know, you
like other players have massive pressure on them.
Yeah, you do have role players. Okay, around your star player, but your star player is where it starts and ends. That one guy, and it's Giannis. Everything feeds off of what Giannis does. It's the energy, it's him. He's the man, what he brings. Sometimes when a guy like that is defeated, in some ways your whole team is defeated as well. I mean, they will go as far as Giannis can take them. He's the guy that it branches off of, and I think Steve understands that too. I mean, you built this team around him, and he's got to be able to deliver. And he is the only guy on this team that I think actually has this ability. And I think you said it perfectly during the break. Take a bite off the apple. What you say?
No, bite off an apple that he's never tasted before.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. He's the only guy that has the potential to do that. And we're talking next level stuff. Mm-hmm. Bledsoe ain't got that in him. Middleton, none of these guys have that in him. I mean, if we're talking Giannis in the same category as LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kevin Durant, Kobe, you know, if he's in, then he's the guy that's got to go. I mean, to a certain degree, I think we've seen James Harden, right? To a certain degree, we've seen Russell Westbrook. Some of these guys, we've already seen how far they can go.
Yeah, we've seen them plateau.
Right?
We've seen Russ, I think, plateau in the playoffs.
I think we might can say that. James Harden, have we seen how far? I mean, CP3? I don't think CP3 is going to get any better than what he is right there. That's it. He's maxed. He may be declining, matter of fact.
I'm just praying that they win.
Who?
the Rockets.
Yeah.
Over the Warriors. I mean, I don't know about anybody else.
So that's
so
why
I'm done with that.
That's why it's Giannis. I can't wait, man. I mean, I'm gonna tell you what. If he goes to another level, you guys just don't understand what that looks like.
If he walks out of this phone booth with the cape on, yeah.
This you guys have no idea what that looks
this
like.
This is an email.
I don't even know what it looks
that I think
like.
It's funny because it was how I felt walking in here. I felt like squarely it's got to be on Button. He's going to come out here and say, we don't have to make any adjustments. My guys know what they're doing. David emails in at live at 1057fmthefan.com. Based on what Eric Name and others have said, what exactly is the purpose of a coach? Does Bud gets credit for the 60 wins, but no blame for flaming out in the playoffs? I want his job. If he's not going to catch any of the blame for the Bucks possibly not being able to, there's going to be a lot of blame there.
Here's an update from Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bud says Sterling Brown with his back spasm will warm up and they'll see how he feels. They'll decide who to start and how to use him depending on those warm-ups before the game.
I just saw him shooting in warm-ups.
So we'll see.
414-799-1250. Who has the most pressure on them tonight? Bucks, Celtics, game two. Sparky, we just talked about adjustments. What are the adjustments? What adjustments should the Bucks make tonight to make game two better than game one? Anything's got to be better than game one. They lost by 22, so let's put that out there right away.
I'm about doing something here. I'm not going to watch this again. I'm sorry. Y'all can disagree with me, and that's fine, but I'm something. So for me, Sterling Brown's not starting. For me, Middleton's going to play the two. Mirotic is going to start with Giannis and Brooke Lopez. And let's see what Boston does.
You could do that.
Because Baynes is questionable. He may not play.
Right.
If he doesn't play, that's their one gigantic dude that can't
up the
play.
Lane a little bit
now
you.
All of a sudden you have a size advantage and can create big problems for Al Horford. To me, that would be my adjustment. And then let's see what Boston does with that. Look, Sterling Brown's feelings aren't going to be hurt. He's got back spasms to begin with. So you're going to be at a minute count, let's say that. And we're going to go out with this jumbo package lineup. We've seen them run jumbo package lineups before during the regular season with starting lineups when they were screwed because of injuries. We know they can run them. We know they can be effective. So let's run one out there tonight against Boston in game two and see what happens. And if it doesn't work in the first 3 or 4 minutes, call time on and go back to what you have been doing the whole time. Put Sterling Brown in, pull Mirotic out, and go back to your normal starting five. But if it's working, all of a sudden you jump out to a 12-2 lead, leave it in there and see what Boston can do to defend it.
What should the Bucks do tonight? 414-799-1250. They got to do something different. It's got to be better than it was on Sunday because that was disappointing and sad, frankly. Like, that's the only other way I could say it. It was just sad. Carl's on the south side
what's
of Milwaukee.
Carl?
You dialed 414-799-1250. Carl knows the drill. What's up, dude?
Carl, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, man.
Better now, Carl. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too, man. And honestly, listen, I'm about to swerve all through these lanes.
Let me
get this out, man.
Yeah.
Who's your blinker?
Budenholzer. Well, I ain't got my blinkers. I ain't got no insurance. No, I'm just playing.
I believe that.
You got that no fault, cuz. You got that no fault.
Really?
Not even PIP.
listen, man. We see how we do this every time, man. Listen. All right. Budenholzer is only up, you know, on the ledge right now because this is the first time that he has a superstar. So he has no excuse this time. With Atlanta, he didn't have a superstar. So he has to be held accountable for something, all right? That's number one. Number two, I would blame the team as a unit. There's not just one guy that's going to be able to do this. It's not just going to be on Giannis. We need our bench to step up. Guys got to start hitting free throws, all right? That's a big thing, all right? A big deal that I saw on game one, we weren't hitting free throws. Then on top of that, I think Bart mentioned that the way that the Celtics were playing defense, it wasn't even defense. They were using forearms, man. I mean, they were beating Giannis up.
Yes.
And nobody in the media has really been talking about that. I mean, they showed it. Like, what's that guy, Hubie Brown?
Hubie.
He did a full breakdown on, oh, the Celtics' defense was this and that, and showing forearms, I mean, getting right to the chest of Giannis.
They were.
I don't know how many guys can, you know, take that punishment and keep going. And my last comment, man, is for our fans, all right? I'm with Leroy. I'm 100% with Gary on this from earlier on. I mean, I was listening at 3 o'clock when I heard this crap when that one fan got on here and just talking about Bud has to go. I'm like, what is he talking about?
I don't know.
But listen, we have a loser's mentality, and I'm going to keep it all the way 100 up in Milwaukee. All right, Wisconsin sports in general, something that I'm tired of. You can almost call this the Wisconsin way. Because we're not used to winning, all right, and you can say with Green Bay, yeah, we won, the title town and all that mumbo-jumbo. Fans from, you know, from 90s on up, we have rarely saw winning. So we're used to that loser's mentality. Mm-hmm. So when we finally see somebody doing something good, all right, i.e. the Brewers, the Bucks, the Badgers, we always expect the worst out of them. We always expect them to let us down. Us as fans, man, we can't turn our back, man. It's one game, all right? To me, what I saw was in that third quarter, we shot ourselves out the game. We had four possessions where we shot up threes, if y'all remember.
Yeah.
Giannis took a three. Lopez took a three. And then Bledsoe took a three. And then the other possession, we ended up having a turnover. All right? And we were leading. We were like, up like 53-51. We shot ourselves out that game and not making free throws. You got to understand, fans, it's one game. It's against Boston. We need to keep that same energy, keep that same love that we have for this team. This is new to them, but understand, we finally got past the first round. If we go up against this team, we know that we got to stop Al Horford. We know that we got to keep this energy from our fans. Stay with it. Stop being such losers, man. I hate that spirit, man. So get that hate out your heart, and tonight we got to bring it, man. I'm telling y'all, just like that, if I hear one more person say something, I'm going to kick somebody in the chest.
Don't do that. Don't do any of that.
Too far.
Butler versus Bully.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Butler busts a bully.
Yeah.
What?
Busts a bully.
Butler against bullies, right? Is that what it is?
I don't know what Gary said, though.
Yeah, Butler busts a bully.
Dean Murray always helps out with that cause.
Ooh, because he's a community man.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the best out there.
Oh, best there is, cuz. I mean, over the Jury Center, 76 and Layton Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
In Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building.
Mm-hmm.
New location in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Dean Murray. I just can't say enough good things about him. I mean, the guy is golden. Platinum. What'd you call him, Leroy? Platinum.
Yeah, platinum, straight up.
Platinum.
Yeah. He's straight. He's platinum. Platinum. I mean, just all around straight guy.
Yeah.
And when you know you walk into a Jury Center, you know you're going to get the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry you can buy. Now, guys, let me tell you this. I love, and I talk about this a lot, I love that doggone, the charm bracelet that they got.
Pagoda.
Oh, yeah.
Patagonia.
No, not Patagonia.
What is it?
Pandora. Close enough.
Patagonia is what
he wears.
Clothing, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Gary wears.
That Pandora jewelry, boy, I tell you what, that thing's something else.
Get out of jail free card.
What?
That's what Dean the Dream told me.
It is. Go get your girl one, man. I'm talking about you. Now, you don't have to do it all at one time. You just add, like, little pieces of charms.
Mm-hmm.
One at a time. You hear what I'm saying, Steve?
I hear what you're saying.
I mean, like, I don't want to put your business on the street, but for example, when you feed the dog Dinty Moore soup and you don't supposed to, and they throw up all over the place, there goes a charm.
There goes a charm.
There goes a charm, Steve. It'll cost you but like $10, $15. It looked like you spent a lot of money.
Oh, looks like you're big.
Right, spender. I mean, dog, oh, like you're a big spender.
Yeah, no doubt.
You slap that charm on there, get what happened? Smile
everything
on,
back to normal.
On they face. Guys,
day face.
You heard me. Go check him out today. It is the Jury Center. Dean Murray. Steve, you've been to Dean Murray over there, ain't you?
Yeah.
No doubt. Kidding me?
Yeah. Every couple of weeks I tend to be over there.
Yeah.
I'm over there a lot.
Every couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? You messing up or something?
Just hanging out with my pro guy.
Go to shoptjc.com.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, got a roll, 414-799-1250, On Deck Show starts at 6, Game 2, Bucks and Celtics starts at 7, that's what Justin's calling about. Justin, Pick a Lane, man.
Hey, I'm talking about the Bucks defense.
Yeah, talk about it. Talking about it, man.
That defense, they need to step that up because there were multiple possessions where it almost looks like they give up. And with all their highlights and everything, of all their great defensive plays and closing out on people and everything, you just didn't see the same intensity in that game.
All right. Appreciate the call. And that's I think that's what a lot of the talk out of the camp was today, Sparky, was they just need to play harder. They just need to play harder. That defensive intensity is kind of playing harder.
Well, that's definitely part of it. And that's when... You know, they pull away in games. That's normally what happens. Their defensive intensity picks up at some point in the third or fourth quarter. They clock down, and then it changes. The problem is what Boston does well, the Bucks don't really defend all that well or care to defend. They don't care about the mid-range game. That's not something they focus on defending. They focus on defending the rim. They focus on defending the corner three. That's what they're trying to do. Well, Boston doesn't shoot the corner three, and they don't really go to the rim all that much either. So they're not really taking anything away from Boston. Boston doesn't do either one of the things they do well defensively. So instead now, they've got to worry about trying to defend things that normally during the regular season they don't care about, because sure, the rest of the NBA tends not to care about things that the Bucks don't care about. Same thing. Boston is a different style of team, mm-hmm, which is an oddity, I guess, in today's NBA. Oh, so when you tell me we're not making adjustments, I tell you, oh boy, this may not be good again. So
well, one thing
I'm hoping it's smoke. I'm hoping there's something. So
no, it ain't
we'll
no
see.
Smoke. It ain't no smoke, Steve.
I'm hoping it's smoke.
It ain't smoke.
We'll find out. And for me, again, like I said earlier, it's that first 5 to 8 minutes of the third quarter that you're going to know really what's going on.
Yeah.
Because they were even at halftime. Mm-hmm. So even if the Bucks are up 10 at half, I'm not getting too excited. I want to see what happens coming out of half as far as Boston and Milwaukee.
You're right, Steve, because the first and third quarters, those are the big quarters that they lost their way a little bit. But tonight they're going to trap Uncle Drew. They're going to trap. Get the ball out of his hand. Yeah.
414-799-1250. Hondo's on the north side. What's going on, Hondo?
Yeah. In the 80s and 90s, the word ECU was enforcer. The Bucks need an enforcer.
Yeah, they don't have one.
Yep, that's what they need. Thank you.
That's it?
Now, was this police from Chips?
He'd go to Ebony Barbershop.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Mike's on the south side. Mike, pick a lane.
Hey, guys. Epic show today.
Damn,
appreciate
it,
dude.
Welcome back, Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry Center just pocketed some paper on a ring.
Good
my
for
ex
you.
Gave nice. Me. And I want to get to Giannis.
Wait a minute. Your ex gave you a ring?
Yeah, man, he's smart.
Yeah, she gave me a ring years ago. What ex means ex.
Right, yeah.
So what did you do?
You don't need that ring anymore.
I pocketed paper on that.
Traded it in a jewelry center.
Yeah, I looked right by it.
Pocketed the paper,
did
man.
You see Dean Murray?
Pocketed that paper.
You see Dean Murray? No?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's always there. Okay. And Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No one's going to buy that.
No. Nobody's buying that crap.
Too much.
That Darth Vader is really expensive. You're right about that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Too much on Giannis.
Yeah. Too much?
Any of these other, Gary's words, jokers.
Yeah.
To answer the bell tonight.
Yeah.
I love the con man, but when it's not your brunch, get him out of there.
Who's the con man?
Connington.
Yeah.
I know Sparky liked Snell and Mirtek's playoff experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to see more of them. And Gary, I just have a question for you.
Yeah.
If I ever need a lawyer, I'm going to call you first.
Okay. Why?
I love that. Just answer the question.
Yeah, just yes or no.
And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, take it easy, buddy. All right.
So he loved that you badgered not calling.
Gary might have been. That was a guest. That was Eric Name he was going after.
Yeah, that wasn't even a car, man. That was Eric Name, man.
You and Eric Name, the one got into it in the beginning. Now I get to be the bad one on that.
Whatever. Maybe you would be a good trial lawyer.
I get to be the bad one. Didn't he and Aaron go right at it? I get to be the bad guy.
He said you'd be a good lawyer. He wouldn't be mad at you.
He likes you.
That would be fun, though. I always wanted to.
What?
Always wanted to be a defense lawyer.
You would have had to pay attention in school.
Well, no, I also had to read. That was also
you had to read a
tough
lot,
part. Guys. Claude's in Tosa.
What's up with Claude?
Claude, pick a lane, man.
I want to go on the Bucks, fellas.
Yo, you pitched a good game last night, buddy.
Come on, Claude.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Come on, Claude.
Want to talk about the Bucks. Haven't called in a year, so it's nice to be back on.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Gary, I was driving earlier between appointments, and you were preaching, and I just want to give you a kudos because you were right. Mm-hmm. It seems to me as if a lot of these fans took that loss, the first time this team has had adversity all season, which needs to happen at some point. Mm-hmm. And they're jumping off.
Yeah.
And I'm actually kind of happy because there's a lot of people walking around Milwaukee. When I was there when they were 15 and 65, and nobody else was in the arena but a couple of people, probably Sparky and a couple other people.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everybody's Bucks fans, and they know all this about the Bucks. One bad loss, and they all jumped off the wagon. So I'm kind of happy. Some people are showing their true colors. And I just want to say, when I watched that game the other night, there was one person in Milwaukee that benefited from that game. That was Michael Brogdon. Michael Brogdon got paid off that game.
Well, see, that's the thing about Malcolm Brogdon.
Appreciate it, Claude.
We'll see.
Maybe Tosh and I were talking about this off the air the other day.
That's a big miss now.
So if they lose game two, and they're down 2-0.
He's going to play in game 3, cuz.
And Brogdon is, I could go, I couldn't go. Mm-hmm. And you're down 2-0 going to Boston. Mm-hmm. Are you playing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you think he'll pull a Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not built.
Hey, man, ain't trying to get hurt. trying to get paid this offseason, and we're already down 2-0. We're going back to Boston. We're probably not going to win 4 out of 5.
How much money can you make if you go in there and make a difference?
How much money can you lose if you go in there and get hurt?
You're going to get paid regardless.
But if you go in there
and turn this thing around and see he's the difference maker, oh, he'll get mad.
Leroy, his injury history works against him when it comes time to get paid.
Well, that plantar fasciitis is a real deal.
Well, I don't even know what that is. I can't spell it. But I'm going to tell you this. Nobody wanted that kid from Duke to play. He played.
You're right about that.
He came back and played. Hey, don't play. Man, play.
You're right.
Yeah, Nike messed up on that. That should have been Nike's call.
If you built like this.
Nike shouldn't have let him play.
I think what happened with Le'Veon Bell did, that's the outlier. Guys, if you help, you're going to play. Your teammates need you and want you to play. Especially if you know you can make a difference, and he would make a difference. He's a bigger guy.
And you're right; he's not built that way. He'll try and go.
No, he doesn't.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, he'll try and go if he can go.
Yeah,
like Dan Richards, if he can sell you a car, he's going to sell you one.
He's playing hard 5-on-5 too, so that means he's close
today and every day.
Yeah,
Dan Richards over.
Dan can play 5-on-5 because he's. I think he's a Marine.
They got a lineup, man. They got a lineup of cars play 5-on-5 with anybody.
Yeah, nobody wants to go up in the paint, though, that they have against me.
Howie 100, Arthur Avenue. Go see my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas. That's for Dan Richards, guys. We're not even in love with any one car. We don't want to sell. We're going to move cars right now today. That's what we're in business for.
Rain,
that's what we
sleet,
do. It don't matter. What did it cold, snow. Rain? What, we selling cars, Leroy. Go see me today. Dan Richards over at Hyundai West Dallas, Howie 100 and Arthur Avenue.
414-799-1250. Great Lakes Dragway rolls on with you Great next Lakes. Here on the Fan. I'll get you on deck for Brewers and Rockies game 2 of 4 coming up in about 15 minutes from right now.
Joe?
On Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin on deck show.
Joe down at the Miller Park?
He is,
yes,
who
sir. Did he get you for today?
Craig Council.
Craig Council, who's the inside the clubhouse interview today?
There wasn't one.
Oh.
Wasn't one.
He had to scuttle on over to Fiserv Forum for Bucks Celtics game 2 coverage. He's pulling
double
duty.
Oh, that's right. It's big game Joe tonight. That's right.
So there you go.
That's
right. So he's at Brewers to start, and then he ends at the Bucks.
Yeah. I think he's already at the Forum. I think he was doing pregame there, too.
Did Horvat get all salty about it?
I got to be honest with you.
I don't know.
I got to be honest with you. Man, if you all haven't seen the pictures of this new bar they got downtown, the Mecca.
Yeah,
if anybody remembers the old Fanatics down in the Third Ward, my guy Ron – and his
that was
wife,
on like Brandon. Chicago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Jefferson or whatever it was. Down there, this is pretty much what they did with the old Mecca, where it's the one gigantic jumbo screen, and then you have the big screen TVs on either side. The one thing I don't know if they have, because I can't tell from the pictures from the Milwaukee Business Journal, is at Fanatics, when back in the day,
that was the coolest
part. It was two tiers of huge booths, right? Like stadium style.
Yep.
And then in each booth, you could control what TV sound you wanted to listen to. Now, they have booths down there, but I don't know if the booths have the capability of controlling the TV audio of what you want to listen to in your booth. If they don't, maybe they should reconsider doing that or getting those portable tabletop speakers to put on each table so you can pick what game you want to watch. One would assume they'll have the NFL Sunday ticket during the football season on down there, or the MLB ticket, or the NBA ticket, obviously. So you'll have your selection of games to pick from. And it's like three levels. The first level is like tables. The second level is like a row of tables. And then the third level in this place downtown, this Mecca place that's opening tonight, in that same Fear the Deer district, is all like, it looks like black leather sofas all the way across the third row up on the top level. It looks pretty sweet.
Because I'm going to try to go down there next week for Game 5. You think I'm going to need, like, reservations? Do you think they take reservations?
They said they hold up to 700 people or so. So you're going down there for which game?
Game 5.
Okay, so you're assuming they're going to win a game then?
Yes, I'm assuming they win tonight.
You took that bait.
Good. Yeah, well, yeah.
I put 7.5 on them, so I'm hoping that they do.
Better be right. I would just, if the game's at 7 o'clock, I'd make sure you're down there by, like, 4:30.
Next week?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to get down there early.
Well, I do this show until 6. I think that might be a little issue.
Taking vacation day.
I don't have any all these vacation days. I wish I had vacation days. No, I'm too young.
It ain't working.
I don't have vacation days.
Well, if you get down there at like 6:30, you got no chance.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
You've got no chance. If you get down there that late, you're dead.
The student loan was today.
Yeah.
Unless you're going down there just to watch the game at the Mecca and not going to the game.
No, I'm not going to the game.
Oh, well, yeah, then.
No, I'm just going to go watch the game over there.
Yeah, I bet you the bar clears out once the game starts, and then all those bars will be empty, I bet.
I need some friends like Leroy's that got tickets. Sean's in Whitefish Bay.
Oh, there's the Steve Pally drop.
You're on the fan, Sean.
Hey, guys.
Are you a Sean or are you a Scene?
Sean.
How you spell it?
S-H. It's short for Nishan, but I just...
Okay. I like Sean. Wait a minute.
So I just say
Wait a minute.
No Sean Marino.
Your name Nishan?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
What color you are, Carl?
Oh, Jesus.
Brown, Leroy.
You fit. You fit, my brother. What you got?
Brown. Oh, Jesus. But he live in Whitefish Bay, though, Leroy.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about the defense. Again, like what Gary was saying earlier, Bucks just got punched in the mouth.
They
haven't played a real game since I think the last real game was like the Philadelphia game where like Giannis pretty much like took over in the fourth quarter and like won the game for us. Ever since then, we haven't really played like tough competition. Whereas Boston, the whole Indiana series, they had to fight every game to win, even though it was a sweep. Like every game was a dogfight, so they're more experienced in the playoff too. Kyrie's won a championship, so I think the Bucks will be fine. They just got punched in the mouth. It's just how they respond is what's
so
going to
show. How do they
like,
fix it? How do they fix it, Sean? What do they do? You think? What do they
do different? I think the main thing is the defense, like adjusting the defense. I'm not saying like give it up completely, but like slight adjustments, like the drop coverage defense where, like, we drop Brooke Lopez into the post and dare Al Horford to shoot the shots. I say we just switch everything and just try a bigger lineup.
That's what
Steve said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Sean.
I think that should be it. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Sean. Sean got a good point.
Sean got a great point.
Because you went through Detroit. There was GV team. You blew them out. They had to. You know, and Indiana probably could have won a couple of those games, but they didn't. So whatever. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, didn't finish.
The competition was better, and it just seems like they're a little bit more experienced team. Do any of y'all buy that?
Yeah, Boston is a more experienced
team.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm saying by playing a more experienced opponent, that give you more of a fight. Got you ready for this round. Although you're the Bucks, you just went through
it. Right, like if you would have played a better team in round one, would you have been in a better position
to play
them? But
that's the 1-8. You earned a 1 to play the 8. That's a normal 8.
That's
how
it rolls.
Now you're playing a 1-4, right?
1-8-7.
Yep.
You're playing a 1-4, and now it's tougher.
What's a 1-8-7?
We don't need to know that. You need a lawyer if that's the case.
Harry's Razors.
Harry's Razors, man. Did you know that the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving?
That's a lot.
I didn't realize that.
I do it twice a day.
No, but I just shaved today.
Glad I got my Harry's Razor to make it all that more enjoyable. Don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor-performing razors. Invest that time with the best Harry's quality shaving supplies at a fair price. Nice, super close shave, smooth glide that goes along with it. Be one of 10 million who have already tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3. Plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the word Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at harrys.com. Now check this out. They combine a simple, clean design with quality durable blades at a fair price. To keep their prices low, they bought their own factory in Germany to cut out the middleman and pass off the savings to you. How great is that? Blades that have received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google, and they have a 100% quality guarantee. You're not going to need it because you're going to love Harry's, so it's not going to really matter, to be honest. For a limited time, only Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you to help support The Big Show.
One new Packer might need a Big Show listener's help. We'll explain next when he's Big Show here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Boys, Adrian Amos is trying to come to the Bucks game, and apparently Sparky ran into a little bit of trouble.
Got a flat tire.
So,
what happened?
Yeah, little trouble for Adrian Amos. He was talking some smack, though. He said all these Bucks fans were going to have to let him know what the hype was all about, and if Giannis, they got smacked, he was going to be bringing up some receipts of people getting in his mentions. So, Adrian Amos, if any Big Show fans are listening, maybe go help out Adrian Amos.
Well, he's got to be coming from Chicago, one would
said
think, right?
Said he's driving... Well, he said he was driving down, so I don't know if he's up
in
Green
Bay.
Yeah. So if you're driving 43 or 41, I don't know which way he'd take. What way did you take when you come back from?
43, yeah.
Way 43. Faster.
Yeah.
Go past that big flag at the insurance place.
I got a question real quick. I'd like to go 41, 45, though, but go ahead, Leroy.
No, I want to ask a question. Why do people have sunflower seeds where they have to bite the shells and you can just eat the one?
No, I like
mine.
That's
like half the point.
Can we talk that tomorrow?
You don't eat yours with the shell, Leroy?
I almost cursed. No.
Gotta have the shell.
Gotta have the shell.
I get the peanuts, just eat the peanuts. Why I want to wrestle with a shell?
I eat the shells, too. I'm a boiled peanut now.
Y'all weird.
You eat the shell on them?
That's a good fight. That's a good fight.
Man, Daniel Murphy got a big old bag in the back pocket.
Right? Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Spitting them all on the ground.
You didn't do that when you coached?
I'm cleaning the earth up.
Oh, man. Come on, cuz.
Those are...
Clean the earth. Just eat these.
The only thing I don't like about you put them inside... It eat up the side of my jaw.
Yeah, no, that's why you got to kind of move them around a little
bit.
Yeah. With the salt.
Yeah. You got to move them around a little bit.
Put them in your coach.
Yeah, when I was the get back coach,
Get back coach, got to have
some.
If you don't have the Copenhagen, you need some
seeds. When I was get back coach, I had different flavors, too. You know, that ranch. I love that ranch, cuz.
Craig had
the... All right, thanks to Bob McGinn, Eric Damon, Ben Fenner for joining us.
What's up, Worm?
That's Gary, Leroy, Steve, Sparky, Fivers back tonight. Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show.
After Bucks Celtics.
We're on Facebook Live after the game here on The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.